Penguin Random House Audio presents Voyage of the Frostheart by Jamie Littler. Read for you by Joshua Maguire. Part 1. Outcast. Chapter 1. Song. They shouldn't have been out on the snow. The snow hides death, the Fira people would claim. One of the many cheerful sayings taught to their children as soon as they were old enough to learn. And with good reason. The snow was a deadly place to be. But the ball wasn't that far away. A quick jog and grab and it would have been theirs. And yet it might as well have been a million miles away. There it sat, a dark speck against the endless white plain. The four children looked at it in silence. They didn't move. They didn't dare. Each of them was tense, ready to run at the slightest noise. Ash, the smallest of them, gave a shiver and tucked his hands under his armpits, trying to soak up all the warmth he could from his furs. His breath puffed out in a white cloud. Next to him, his friend Flair sniffed and wiped the snot dribbling from his nose with his sleeve. Flair always had a snotty nose. It was almost as if he wasn't used to the cold, which was strange, really, as there hadn't been a warm day in living memory. "We could get that," he said, sniffing his large nose again. "It's not that far." And it wasn't. But still, no one moved. "You get it," Shine told Flair, her freckles doing nothing to soften the hard scowl that seemed forever etched into her face. "What? I'm not going out there. Rise kicked it over the battlements. It should be him who gets it. Ash passed it too hard. He always does. He lost loads of balls when he lived with me," Rise said, his chubby cheeks raw from the chill. "Yeah, he lost all mine when he lived with my family too," Shine agreed. "Okay, okay, I passed too hard. I get it," Ash said. "Anyway, it's your stupid ball," Rise pointed out to Flair. "Exactly. It's my ball and I want it back," Flair retorted. "There's another ball back at yours, Flair," Ash said, trying to stop the argument. "Why don't we just play with that? We're already too close to the snow. We're not meant to be here." He was shivering terribly now, and not just because of the cold. He gazed at their stronghold high above them, nestled safely on its clifftop perch. From this distance, it looked even smaller than usual, trapped and isolated amid its endless white surroundings. Ash wanted nothing more than to run back up the winding, raised wooden stairway and in through the front gates, back to safety. "Ash is right. Leviathans have been seen about, lurkers, no less, and I don't want to become any stupid lurker's breakfast," huffed Shine. "Well, just be a second," Flair snapped. Still, no one moved. A cloud passed over the morning sun, strengthening the shadows across the snow plain. It got colder, quieter. There wasn't a sound. Nothing except for the whispering of the wind and the occasional sniff from Flair. The cold breeze bit into Ash's face. "Guys," he began. "Fine, I'll get it. Wow, you guys are such cowards," Rice said. "Keep watch. If the grown-ups see, they'll kill me." "It's not the grown-ups I'm worried about," Ash muttered. Looking out at the snow, he saw only unbroken, glistening white. It didn't seem possible that anything could be hiding beneath. But that's what lurkers do best. They hide. Rise stretched his arms out and rubbed his hands together, preparing to make the trek to the ball. It was probably a whole 200 steps away, and that was far. Far enough to have the children shaking in their boots. After a moment's hesitation, Rise finally made the first careful step off the wooden platform and onto the snow. He froze. The other children held their breath. Nothing happened. The children breathed out in relief. As quietly and quickly as he could, Rise trotted over to the ball. His ulk fur boots made a gentle pff, pff noise as he padded through the snow. He was about 100 steps away from the ball now. 50. 20. Ash could barely watch, yet he couldn't bring himself to look away. Sweat trickled down his neck despite the cold. 10 steps. 5 steps. 1. "I've got it!" Rise cried, hoisting up the ball. He quickly covered his mouth with a hand, shocked at the volume of his voice. "Bring it back!" Flair whispered as loud as he dared. With a nod, Rise began to jog back. "He's going to make it!" said Shine. Ash laughed in relief. Then, snow erupted into the air like water from a geyser. The children staggered back as freezing slush rained down on them. Out of the snow chasm rose 3 large shapes. "Lurkers!" Ash gasped, his voice strained with fear. The creatures were wet, sleek and serpentine, longer than 2 men, with 6 frost-white eyes that blinked slightly out of order and gaping jaws filled with ice-sharp fangs and drool-slick tongues. Despite their graceless, scrambling gait, they moved with terrible speed. So quick, in fact, it was hard to make sense of their spiny crests, scrabbling claws and whip-long tails. They just looked like a writhing mass of horror to Ash. "They've cut him off!" Shine screamed. And she was right. The lurkers had blocked Rise's path back to the village and were already racing hungrily towards him. Rise was frozen to the spot in fear. "We need to tell the grown-ups!" Ash yelled, but he needn't have bothered. A lookout on the watchtower above had already seen the commotion.
"Lurkers!" he bellowed. "Hunters to the battlements!"
Meanwhile, the lurkers were nearly upon Rise, who simply stood there, whimpering in terror.
"Rise! Run!"
Ash yelled at the top of his voice. This seemed to snap Rise out of his trance. He dropped the ball and began to sprint, trying his hardest to skirt round the approaching lurkers. Suddenly, a hungry, violent noise grew, echoing across the plain, terrifying in its fury. It was the song of the lurkers. Harsh, ragged howls and screeches pierced Ash's ears, and his belly gave a sickening lurch as he felt the hateful emotions of the leviathans. This was a war song.
"Human, catch, kill!"
Ash and the rest of the children clutched at their heads as the song tore through them. The air round the lurkers shimmered with blood-red energy, an aura of snake-like tendrils, writhing and reaching for Rise with as much ferocity as the monsters themselves. On the battlements, fire hunters used slings to launch rocks at the beasts, but they did little damage as they bounced off their slimy hides. Cumbersome harpoon launchers fired too, but the beasts were too close to the wall and the giant harpoons flew wide of their mark. One lurker was almost upon Rise, its jaws open wide. But before it could chomp down on him, another lurker leaped in its way, determined to be the first to get the meal. They fell in a tangled mess and collapsed to the ground in a wave of snow. Rise used the opportunity to sprint round the writhing mass. He headed straight for the wooden platform where the children were waiting in terror.
"Come on, Rise!" Ash shouted.
Rise ran as fast as his little legs could carry him. The monsters finally untangled themselves, snapping and hissing at each other in frustration before continuing the pursuit. Rise was nearly at the platform, but the lurkers were inches behind him.
They're coming this way," Flair said. "I don't want my ball that much."
And with that, he turned tail and legged it up the staircase, Shine close behind. Ash, however, remained, waiting for Rise with his arm outstretched. Rise finally made it to the platform and grabbed Ash's hand. Ash pulled him up, screaming,
"Go, go, go!"
Together, they ran up the rickety stairway that led back to the safety of the village gate. But they'd only taken a few steps when a lurker tore through the wooden posts that held the stairs aloft, shattering the wood in a shower of splinters. The staircase gave out a low groan before it started toppling towards the snow.
"Keep going!"
Ash shrieked. The two...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?